Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance.
Oh Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O Christ, Redeemer of us all, the Father, sole begotten Son, in mystery born alone from Him, so wondrously before all time, the Father's splendor and true light, O everlasting hope for all, bend low to hear Your servant's prayers, poured forth to You throughout the earth. O Author of all saving grace, recall that once You took our flesh, and from the Virgin pure and chaste, assumed by birth our human form. This feast today now testifies, within the cycle of the year, that You as Savior of the world alone came from the Father's throne, the sky above, the earth, the sea, and all creation held therein, extol with joyous hymns of praise the Author of Your advent here. We also, whom You came to save, and by Your holy blood redeem, all sing a new and joyful hymn, to celebrate Your day of birth. To You, Lord Jesus, glory be, the Virgin Mother's newborn Son, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. You have been endowed from Your birth with princely gifts in eternal splendor. Before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten You. The Lord's revelation to my Master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath Your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion Your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all Your foes. A prince from the day of Your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot You. The Lord has sworn an oath He will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at Your right hand will shatter kings in the day of His wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts in eternal splendor. Before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchman for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints. In light, he rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. The divine power of Christ has freely bestowed on us everything necessary for a life of genuine piety, through knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and power. By virtue of them, he has bestowed on us the great and precious things he promised, so that through these you who have fled a world corrupted by lust might become sharers of the divine nature.
The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
He lived among us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glorificamus te, Dei Genetrix, quia ex te natus est Christus. Salva omnes qui te glorificant. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem mancile sue. Ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes simplevit bonis, et divites dimissit in anne. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Glorificamus te, Dei Genetrix, quia ex te natus est Christus, qui te glorificant. Let us joyfully acclaim Christ born in Bethlehem in Judea, for he gives nourishment and guidance to his holy people.
Let your favor rest upon us, Lord.
Christ the Savior, desired of the nations, spread your gospel to places still deprived of the word of life. Draw every person to yourself.
Let your favor rest upon us, Lord.
Christ the Lord, let your church grow and extend the boundaries of its homeland, until it embraces men and women of every language and race.
Let your favor rest upon us, Lord.
King of kings, direct the hearts and minds of rulers.
to seek justice and peace and freedom for all nations.
Let your favor rest upon us, O Lord.
Almighty ruler, strength of the weak, support those in temptation, lift up the fallen, protect those living in danger, console those who have been deceived, comfort the incurably ill, strengthen the faith of the anxious.
Let your favor rest upon us, O Lord.
Consoler of the sorrowful, comfort the dying, and lead them to the fountains of living water.
Let your favor rest upon us, O Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the newness of the Nativity in the flesh of your only begotten Son may set us free, for ancient servitude holds us bound beneath the yoke of sin. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallo, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallo has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallo at hallo.com/singthehours. God bless.